Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CDE veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Blind and Beyond. Out of sight. Welcome back. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, where our lines are wide open. Our phone number is 407-894-1680. You got anything to say? Now's the time to say it. We're wide open. 407-894-1680. 1680.
We're going to Charles's trivia.
Charles, it's time for your trivia.
Okay. Yes. Chris, tell me the name of the artist that is singing this song.
I've been missing you for so many days. I keep wanting you, Lord, in so many ways. I can't get you off of my mind. But your love is so hard to find. I won't get another day. Darling, let me have another day. Can I can be anything that you want to be, darling? The sweet things you used to do to me. Kind words, Lord, used to say.
Tell me the name of the person singing this song. Okay, Chris.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Tell us the name of the people who are singing that song.
Should be easy.
It's easy because you know it. That's it.
Oh, I know the artist.
And it doesn't sound like him, too. I was surprised.
It does sound like him.
That, to me, it doesn't.
Moshe Pippick. Charles.
Yes.
As I live and breathe, I can't believe you played that song. Let's see who knows it. Let's see.
It will be interesting. It should bring back some memories for a lot of people out there.
The WFTL listeners down in South Florida, they should know it.
Oh, some of them Georgia folks should know it, too. Especially that Peach up there, she's listening.
I thought George is known also for peanuts, the peanut chew people.
Ah, but they're called peaches.
I know about peaches.
The ladies are called peaches. They're Georgia.
Oh, is that it? Oh, Georgia peaches? Okay.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. I don't think anybody knows it. Don't think so.
Oh, that's disappointing. I would think somebody would have called already.
Give me 2 minutes.
Chris, did you unplug the phone?
No. I was just on the phone, so I got somebody on the phone line, but they're not calling in for the trivia. They're part of the guest callers that's calling in for our next segment.
Oh, okay.
Well.
But that's one of them old school jams right there. That's one of those jams that... That's really exciting. One of those great artists that you don't really hear music like come like that no more. Uh-oh.
No, you don't.
I got a phone line. Let's see who it is. All righty.
Okay.
Well, we got somebody. Mike, we got somebody. All right, let's go to Brunswick, Georgia. You already know this person. It's that beautiful voice that I just love to hear every time she calls. It's so nice. It's so sweet. And I know we in good standing. Miss Carolyn, how you doing?
Carolyn from Georgia. Carolyn. They got a Georgia peach. There she is.
That's my peach.
I'm New Brunswick, Georgia.
Come on.
Here you go. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I had to leave the room because I had turned Alexa down, but then she decided to come back up.
And that was happening in our house, too. Alexa was acting weird.
Yeah.
So, Carolyn, do you know?
Yes, she said right off the bat, Otis Redding. She just said Otis.
Yes.
Say it again one more time.
Otis Redding.
She said it. She said it, Miss the Georgia Peach. Carolyn said it loud and clear, and she just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway, $10 gift card. Come your way, Carolyn.
That was really good, Carolyn. Thanks.
Very good. Proud of you, girl. Proud of you.
Thank you.
I know that voice, Otis Redding.
You know that voice? Good. Well, thank you also for being a long-time listener, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Appreciate it.
All right. See, I told you.
Well.
One of the greats.
One of the greats. All right, so
Otis Redding, one of the greats. This was one of the greats.
We
long
ready,
time.
We ready to do this one, Mike? You ready to do this one?
Yes.
All right, here we go. These are this young lady right here. I call her the tech genius, and she does a segment called Words of Wisdom. Check it out right now. Words of Wisdom with the one and only Miss Sheila Young.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. You create the life you want by staying true to yourself.
And that was Words of Wisdom by the one and only Miss Sheila Young. And it's real simple, real quick. She make a direct point. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Mike, Lynn?
You must be true to yourself.
That's true. You have to be true to yourself. That's a good one. Absolutely. True to yourself. I remember that.
Yes.
Good one.
Good one.
How are we going to...
Now... What?
We're going to Dave's Tips?
Yeah, now it's time for Dave's Tips. You have time for Dave's Tips?
We got time for Dave's Tips.
Okay, let's hear Dave's Tips.
Hi, this is Dave. And thanks for tuning in for another episode of Dave's Helpful Tips for our blind and low vision audience. During these segments, we hope to give you some good information on accessible technology, as well as some helpful tips for independence around the house. We might even take a stab at cooking someday. But first, check this out.
And it goes a little something like this.
So perhaps you're totally blind, or maybe losing your vision faster than you expected. You are not exactly sure where you need to go for help, but you know you need to do something. Well, you have definitely come to the right place, because here at Blind and Beyond, we have gone through many of the same things, so we've got some helpful tips to hopefully make your life a little bit easier. First things first, you've got to reach out to your local Division of Blind Services or Lighthouse Service Center. Depending on where you live, some of these service centers could go under different names. So if you're having difficulty, feel free to reach out to Blind and Beyond Radio Show by emailing michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org to get help finding your local service center. Many services are free, but until you're able to contact someone at one of these service centers, here are some tips you can definitely put to good use. First, know that you're certainly not alone, and you're always welcome to call here at the radio show every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Squeaky says, call 407-894-1680. Well, let's say you're fairly familiar with your condo or your house, but you've got a doctor's appointment and someone's going to give you a ride, but you don't know how to ask for assistance. How can a guide best assist you and get you where you want to go easily and safely? For example, if you're at a doctor's appointment and you hear a voice call your name and ask you to come back to see the doctor, you might state, I'm visually impaired. May I take your arm for guidance? You would then take their arm just above the elbow, and then you could interpret exactly where their body's going so that you could get where you need to go safely and easily. The guide is typically one half step to one whole step ahead of the visually impaired person, giving plenty of time to stop. In the case of stairs, for example, the guide will then tell the visually impaired person when they're at the top of the stairs or bottom of the stairs, offering the railing when possible. Same goes for when you're at a curb. The guide should always tell you when there is a step up or step down in advance. During narrow passageways, a guide will often drop their arm behind them, and you can follow down to their wrist, so that you can get through a narrow passageway safely and easily. If you are sighted and you see someone visually impaired who might need assistance, don't run up and grab them by the arm. This could throw off their orientation and make things worse. One thing you could say is,
Hi,
Hi, I noticed that you're visually impaired and might need some help. Is there anything I can do to help you?
If everything is fine, you can tell them no thank you. But if you can use assistance, why not?
Okay, here's my arm. Let's go.
Traveling with a guide is pretty easy, so no reason for you to have to stay home simply because you haven't learned how to use a cane yet. But be sure to reach out to the Division of Blind Services or the Lighthouse in your area for information and services. There are all kinds of great skills they can teach you, and you can be living a life of independence in no time. Don't forget, if you have difficulty finding your local Division of Blind Services and or Lighthouse, be sure to write Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org for assistance. Catch you next week, same time, same channel. And if you got some ideas of what you think might be a good helpful hint for our listening audience, be sure to write Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We would love to hear your ideas. Don't forget, call us between 7 and 9 p.m. on Sundays at 407-894-1680. This is Dave with Dave's Helpful Tips.
And that's Dave's Helpful Tips right here. I hope it benefited you and you took some understanding out of all of those tips. Mike, Lynn, Charles, back to you.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Dave. So, folks, hope you're enjoying the show. Right now, Lynn, what's up, Lynn?
Well, we're waiting for Michelle, our guest, next guest, but why don't we go to your trivia and get it in?
Okay.
I already got Michelle. Michelle ready to go.
Wait a minute. She's supposed to be on Zoom.
Well, I guess she's
no,
not.
No. I got Michelle on the phone line.
Well, she's not on Zoom. Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear from Michelle.
I got Michelle right here waiting on you to bring her in.
Okay.
She called me with this little sweet voice saying, "Hey, this is Michelle. I'm from Alabama, and I'm from Fighting Foundation Blindness, and I want to get it in and talk with you." So I'm like, "Hey, Michelle."
Okay, Michelle, you are up. Michelle from Foundation Fighting Blindness. Michelle, you're up.
Let me introduce you, Michelle. I was expecting you on Zoom. Okay, well, this is Michelle Blaze, and Michelle is the Associate Director of Professional Outreach at Foundation Fighting Blindness. And by the way, Michelle has RP, retinitis pigmentosis. So why don't you tell us your story, Michelle? And welcome back, by the way, to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's good to be on. It's been a little while since I've talked to you all.
It
How's
has.
Everyone doing today?
I don't recall you telling us your story about RP.
Well, I did come on a couple of years ago and told you a little bit briefly about how I got connected with the Foundation Fighting Blindness, but I was actually hoping today to share some information about a new event that we are launching. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, hello, everyone. I want to just first start by giving a little bit of background on the Foundation Fighting Blindness. I know that there have been many people on, so many listeners may know about the foundation, but for those of you who are newer to the show, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has been around for 50 years. The mission of the organization is to drive research to find treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases like retinitis pigmentosa, Stargardt disease, Usher syndrome, LCA, and even some forms of dry AMD. Over the last 50 years, the foundation has grown to be the largest private funder of retinal degenerative disease research in the world. The organization has raised almost $860 million towards the mission. And the foundation does fund a lot of different types of research. So lab, translational research, clinical trials. We offer a no-cost genetic testing, a no-cost genetic counseling program. It's called the My Retina Tracker Program. We have a patient registry called the My Retina Tracker Registry. And then the foundation also funds natural history studies and some career development awards. And as mentioned, I've been with the foundation since 2019, now the director of professional outreach. And part of what we do on our team is we reach out to the professional community, eye care professionals, to raise awareness about the Foundation Fighting Blindness and about resources that we have available to individuals who are impacted by disease. And through our professional outreach efforts, we've done a lot of work with schools and colleges of optometry across the United States, and done a lot of presentations for students and residents who are going into optometry or ophthalmology. The way that the foundation has been able to fund all of the different programs is largely through grassroots fundraising efforts. And some of you on the call may have heard of our flagship fundraiser, Vision Walk. That's been around for a long time and a very big focus for fundraising. But we've come up with a new way for people to get involved and to help, you know, support the cause and the mission of the foundation fighting blindness. And this new event is called Eye on the Prize. We are going to be having a live virtual, everything seems to be virtual these days, but a live virtual kickoff on February 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be sharing what Eye on the Prize entails, but I'd just like to give a brief overview. This event is targeting colleges, particularly college students, although certainly faculty and alumni are welcome to engage in the fun. The theme is going to be around March Madness. So the event will run from February 1st until March 31st. And essentially what we're doing is creating opportunities for colleges to create a team, to establish a do-it-yourself type of fundraiser, and to raise money to support a great cause, the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And as the teams raise money, they'll be competing against each other, move through brackets, similar to how college teams move through brackets as they win in the March Madness tournament. And the top four teams that generate the most donations for the foundation will end up in the final four. And those final four teams will win some prizes. So the champions, the victors of this all will receive a trophy, Eye on the Prize champions for 2022. Their team will get a pizza party. We will be featuring them on a write-up on the foundation page where we'll highlight the school, the students, their fundraising efforts, and the fact that they are the Eye on the Prize champions for this year. And then each team member will also get some prizes. So they'll receive a branded T-shirt that has the Eye on the Prize logo and their school logo, koozies, and then basketballs with little basketball hoops that are all branded materials. Second place, third place, and fourth place will all win prizes as well. And this prize package just kind of tiered down based on the ranking. But just a really unique and new way for college students, and again, alumni and faculty are welcome, to get involved in supporting the Foundation Fighting Blindness, learn about who we are as an organization. And it's also a really great thing for college students to put on their resumes. It's a good resume builder, a philanthropic way to get involved in some volunteer work. So just wanted to kind of pitch that. And certainly, as mentioned, with retinitis pigmentosa myself, the mission of the Foundation Fighting Blindness is near and dear to my heart. You know, all of the research that is underway is a huge amount of hope for those of us with these blinding diseases. And currently there are almost 45 clinical trials underway for the inherited retinal diseases. So we want to continue to drive that research, and it takes a lot of money to do that. So share if you want to learn more about Eye on the Prize. Again, the virtual kickoff is February 1st. At 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also visit the foundation website, fightingblindness.org. And if you click in the top right-hand corner, there's a tab that says Events. Click on View All Events, and Eye on the Prize will pop up first. And then you can also email chapters@fightingblindness.org for more information. So
Charles, do you have any questions?
No. Well, it sounds like
so. Thank you for that information. But before really you go, would it be possible for you to tell the audience how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness and how you benefited from it? And what
sure.
capacity that you use their resources?
I'd be happy to.
There's a lot of people out there with RP.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was clinically diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa in 2004.
Michelle, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Michelle?
Yes.
Michelle, Ma Bell.
Hello?
She was talking.
Oh.
Charles, you there?
Yes. You cut Michelle
there?
Off.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
What else is new? What else is new?
I'm still there. I'm still online.
Is anybody there?
She's there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, wait, hold on, hold on. Mike. Mike, Lynn, can you hear me? Charles, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you and I can hear Michelle.
And Michelle, okay. I can hear you. Okay, so what probably happened, they probably accidentally hit the mute button on their end. So let's see if I can unmute it real quick. Let's see. Nope, that's not going to work. Give me a minute. Let me figure this thing out. Give me a moment. Listen, let's do this because I got Mike calling me on my other line now. So let's do this. We're going to go into a break. Michelle, you stay right there. Don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. Okay, Michelle? We're going to go into a quick break. Charles, stay right there. Let me figure out this phone line on that end real quick. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Out of sight.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fighting blindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show right here. And we're out of sight. And I'm just going straight to the phone lines because I know everybody that's calling in on the phone lines. We got the boss lady in charge giving us all directions in every which way, form, or fashion. Michelle, you still there?
We are back. Yes, we are.
Oh, there's Mike, Michelle. See? I told you Mike will be back. Charles, are you there, Charles?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
So, Michelle, we got it. We got the whole gang back.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
here, Michelle.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry about the difficulties. I could hear all of you the whole time, so I'm not sure what was going on my end.
I hope you were not recording any of that, Michelle.
I was not. I was
good.
Not.
We're not responsible.
No. Well, it actually was perfect timing because right after we went to the little break, I have a table in my office that just broke and everything crashed. So you avoided hearing all of that.
Wow.
So I think I was going to share a little bit about how I got connected to the foundation. Did you still want me to do that?
Right. Yeah, we want to hear about. Yes, we want to hear how you connected. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'd be happy to share. So I was clinically diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa in 2004, and at that time I was not having many, if any, visual challenges. I just happened to go in for a normal eye screening and failed the OCT test where they, you know, flash a light and you're supposed to push the button when you see it. I didn't see any flashes of light, and that kind of signaled that there was something going on. But I, for a very long time, because I was not experiencing any problems, I just really tried to deny that there was anything going on with my vision. I thought I could just wish it away and ignore it. And I thought if I did, it would just, you know, disappear. Well, from 2004 until 2011, I did my very best to hide and wish away the fact that I had retinitis pigmentosa. But in 2011, I started to really notice some significant changes in my vision. In fact, I was driving over a bridge from Mobile, Alabama into Fairhope, Alabama, and it began raining really hard, and luckily there was a siding because I would have driven myself off the bridge. I couldn't see anything. And so at that time, I really decided I needed to take my vision loss seriously and really, you know, get a handle on what was going on. At that time, I had a son, three years old as well. My son is now 13. But I started to do some research, and I found the Foundation Fighting Blindness website online and did a little looking and learned about what the organization had to offer. And in 2011, I participated in a vision walk, and that was my way of trying to help, you know, raise money to aid in the mission of the foundation to find treatments and cures for these blinding retinal diseases. And I've stayed connected kind of loosely to the foundation from 2011 until 2018. In 2018, I contacted the foundation because I wanted to do a local fundraiser, and I actually got placed into HR, and I spoke with a woman named Pat Dudley, who used to be our human resources director, and I was talking with her about this fundraiser I wanted to do, and she ended up, you know, saying, why don't you, I asked some questions about, you know, are there any positions open with the foundation, and, you know, I was wondering if there may be a good fit for me, and that was when I really started to get connected with the Foundation Fighting Blindness. For about a year, 2018 until 2019, I really followed the organization closely and ended up applying for the position that I'm in now
I got brought on board as the Associate Director of Professional Outreach in February of 2019 and have been with the organization ever since. But for individuals who are impacted by retinal diseases or, you know, that have low vision or blindness as a result of a retinal degenerative disease, the Foundation Fighting Blindness can offer quite a few things. Number one, there's a ton of information that's available through the Foundation website about these different diseases, about clinical research that's underway in the field, how to get connected with local chapters in over 40 markets across the nation, you know, webinars and updates on all sorts of things. There's a lot of information available through the Foundation Fighting Blindness so that people can understand, better understand their disease. The foundation also offers no-cost genetic testing, and that is huge because when you are diagnosed with one of these diseases, there's a lot that is still unknown, even if you're clinically diagnosed. And what genetic testing can do is it can confirm a clinical diagnosis. It can, you know, help you to understand your inheritance patterns, risk factors, you know, will other family members be impacted by disease? And so genetic testing is really important so that patients have a more clear picture of what to expect and anticipate with their disease. And there's also a lot of research underway, and clinical trials, for me, are a huge sense of hope. I mean, it provides optimism for the future to know that there are nearly 45 clinical trials for inherited retinal diseases underway. That is hugely, hugely impactful.
Why can I interrupt you, Michelle? It sounds like you're a very aggressive young lady. That's what I hear, that you're very aggressive. And I like that in a person.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm definitely stubborn.
But you took something and you made it something. You made it really something because now you have a job with Foundation Fighting Blindness. And you're spreading the word all over the country. And the bottom line is here you are fighting for what you believe, which is great.
Yes, I'm definitely very passionate about the work that I do and the work the organization does. This role that I'm in with the foundation has truly changed my life. It's allowed me to learn more about my vision loss, accept my vision loss, connect with others who are going through similar scenarios, which is, you know, what the chapters offer through the foundation, and then, you know, just to have hope about what's to come in the future. So it's been a very rewarding career and an amazing organization that I work for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on and spreading the word, and thank you so much for being aggressive, and thank you for the person you are. And Lynn wants to thank you, too. She's listening to you.
Thank you,
Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming on board.
Absolutely. And, again, Eye on the Prize, February 1st, 7 p.m. is our virtual kickoff Eastern Time, if anybody's interested. So.
Okay. Give your website
again. Thanks again for having me. It's fightingblindness.org.
There you go. That's Michelle from Foundation Fighting Blindness. Thank you so much. And
now
it's time for trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. It's time for trivia. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness.
hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying.
Okay, good, that's enough.
Smile, what's the use?
You know, that song, I can listen to that song all day long and all day night, day and night, all day, listen to that song. The words, to me, have so much meaning. I don't know about you, our audience. That song, if you listen to the words of that song, is unbelievable. To me, it's very appropriate for this radio show. Smile. So who's singing that song? Great voice. What do you think, Charles, of the guy singing that song?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Great voice.
I know that voice.
A lot of you should know that voice.
I'm surprised no one has called in and given us the name.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is that voice? That voice, well, all I can tell you is he had a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous voice. And
fabulous career.
Yeah, it was more than a career. He was the first in many, many things. He was the first. Who was it?
He was.
Who was singing that song? Anybody know?
Maybe I should hang up and call in.
I can't believe the phone's not ringing. 407-894-1680. That voice is so distinct.
Yes, another very distinct voice from the past.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
I bet you Carolyn knows who it is.
Well, I got somebody already right here from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it? Who's the voice?
We call her Mama Rose. Mama Rose. Is Mama Rose from Orlando, Florida. She said she know who that is. She told me she know who that is. Mama Rose, are you there?
Mama Rose.
How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm blessed.
You think you know that voice?
I sure do.
What's his name?
Nat King Cole.
You are 100% right. You are 100% right. The great voice of Nat King Cole.
The original King Cole.
Absolutely. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes, it does.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your Subway. And you know what? That song, a lot of his songs that he sang were great. But that song, if you listen to the words, it really... great for the blind community. Really great.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for being part of the show.
It's my favorite show on Sunday night.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, Mom. Thank you for listening. Rose, hold on one moment. I want to make sure I got your correct information. All right, Mom?
Okay.
All right. Hold on one moment. All right,
so folks,
we also got Dan Day on the phone line from Altamont. He was trying to get in on the trivia. He said he already said that, yeah, we know she got that one. She got to know that one. So I told Dan, hold on, let's just wait and see. But just in case she didn't, he had to be on standby and be ready. But Dan Day, are you there?
I am here.
Happy New Year to you, Dan. Listen,
Happy New Year, Dan Day.
You were absolutely right, Dan. Yeah. She got it, Dan.
Very good. Well, Happy New Year to everybody. I want to say great show tonight. I'll tell you, that first segment, especially with all those callers coming in, Canada, Australia, I never heard so many callers in one time before.
Very good. Yeah, it was great to have all those people calling in. Wish more people would call in.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, that was a hot topic and a really good one. And your second caller, of course, Foundation Fighting Blindness, the cause near and dear to my heart. And I work very closely with Michelle here in Central Florida doing outreach work. So she's a great lady and a great leader for the foundation. So
yes, she is. Yes. How you doing, Dan Day?
I'm I'm doing great. I am doing great, staying busy, doing my stuff with the foundation, and keeping my head above water, and things are going great for me. How about you guys? Everybody doing well in this new year?
Yeah, coming along. It's nice and cold down here in Florida. It's like up north. Up north is not too much better than this.
Boy, do I know it. I mean, you know, we're... You've had my mom listen, come call into the show before, way up there on the Canadian border. They had a wicked blizzard there yesterday, so we can't complain. We get a little cold weather here, but when you look up there and you see 2 feet of snow and the wind at 50 miles an hour, it's like, okay, we're doing all right here.
And that's the time to go back to sleep. The time to sniff those covers over you and go back to sleep.
There you go. Turn up the heat and blanket a little bit and go right back to sleep. That's the way to do it. Okie-doke.
Well, thank you for calling in, Dan. Hey, thank you so much.
Yes, and congratulations,
Dan,
on the new show format. I think it's going to be a winner, so we'll be listening in.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So yep. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good one, Dan.
Sean Charles.
Yes.
What do you got doing for yourself there in California?
Well, I'm inside, the heater is blowing, and I'm staying warm.
In Florida, where we live, it's going down to 27 degrees tonight. That's too cold for me.
Well, it's too cold for me, too.
I could not deal with all the people telling me it's 2 degrees, it's below zero. No, that's time to go under the covers. Time to go under the covers. That's it.
Yeah, it's cold. I'm staying in. That's not why I moved to Florida.
So, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'd like to hear somebody. If somebody can call in.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Did you say it's cold?
Oh, and you're not?
No, this is great football weather. This is the beginning of the fall weather for me.
Well, you can go right on back up there to Chi-Town and you'll be just fine,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, too cold. Yeah.
No, really, though, I woke up the other morning, last week, when I walked out the door and I saw my grass white. I said, what happened to the grass? What kind of dying grass is this? I ain't never seen grass white. Then I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute, it is kind of cool out here. Hold on, wait, is that frost? I went back inside and grabbed a coat that I ain't worn in about 5 or 6 years. And I put it on just to wear it all day because it was cold. It was cool enough for me.
Yeah.
Right now, I just want to say the phone lines are wide open. I'd like to hear from someone about what we're talking about tonight. We had different subject matters tonight. It'd be nice to have someone call in on any subject matter we talked today. 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. We talked about two different subject matters. We'd love to hear from somebody who listened to the show, see what they have to say, see if they like the show for tonight. It'd be nice to hear from someone. Is there anyone else out there?
Well, I think, you know, that we have to be doing something right, and that we have an audience that goes from Canada all the way to Australia and points in between. So we must be doing something right. And
that's for sure. But I like to hear from some callers. Appreciate it. Like to hear from someone. By the way, when I opened the show, I gave a little monologue. If you agreed or if you disagreed, I'd love to hear either thoughts about what I said. It'd be nice. 407-894-1680. Anything that I said, if you have something to say, we'd appreciate your thoughts on the matter. You could be sighted. You could be vision impaired, or you could be blind. I'd love to hear from your sighted folks as well as the blind folks. If somebody calls in, sir, we'd appreciate it. Lines are wide open. Charles?
Yes?
Anything, any thoughts?
any thoughts? Well, I think the program tonight and the people that called in about says it all, doesn't it?
Well, I guess so, but I'm going to give it a trivia question right now.
All right,
now.
So I got a caller calling in on the phone line now. We got Jason calling in from Pensacola, Florida, and then I got another caller that I got to answer real quick. Jason, okay. Though. Jason, are you there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hi, Jason.
Yes, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I really like
Jason.
The show. Yeah, I like the show.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jason. Appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for liking the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll introduce it to more people who I think will like it. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Jason from, it's Pensacola, Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Yeah, Pensacola.
Yeah, Pensacola. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you calling in, Jason. Really do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. That's thank Jason you. From Florida. Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola. Every time I hear Pensacola, that's what I think of. Piccola. You know that commercial for the call man? Ricola. Piccola. Listen, let's go over to the world's most famous beach where it's going to soon and really, really be extremely loud within the next couple of weeks if it hadn't started already because the Daytona 500 is getting ready to show up and show out and talk with our friend Hershey from Daytona Beach. Hershey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Hi, Hershey. Hey, it's Hershey from good evening. Daytona, Florida.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to, I guess, call in, give a little bit of, I guess, the first topic, talking about cybersecurity in general. It's definitely important. It's an important thing to note, you know, as far as accounts and authentication and stuff goes. Accessibility is definitely a key factor in many applications these days. So we've come a far, far ways away with developers, 1Password as a password manager, LastPass, those all work great. Google Authenticator, the Microsoft Authenticator, those are some good products to use just for password management, to sign into places. It's even probably not a great idea to even have your SMS because the apps are much safer. Because if someone takes your phone number, they could take your number and take that information and do whatever they wish with it. But if you have an app that such as Microsoft Authenticator, it kind of keeps everything, all your eggs in one basket and keeps you safer. And then as far as fighting blindness, really, really awesome stuff there. The convention season's pretty much around Asia, just wrapped up this weekend, and then we have CSUN coming up. So I always enjoy listening to the radio show, and I think I want to personally help you guys push it further to more states, get the quality going, and get more people calling because we definitely have great information. Might even talk to my local Conklin Center, a.k.a. Center for the Visually Impaired, if they want to get their name out there too, because we're only an hour away, and I know Lighthouse has helped me a lot in the past. So thank you to Mr. Michael and Ms. Lynn and Mr. Charles and everybody else at the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Appreciate it so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I got a fast trivia. This one, everybody should know this trivia question. It's a real fast question. Let's see if anybody knows it. This is a very fast, easy one. But I don't want to hear anybody from Florida calling about this one. But this one's an easy one. So you can't call in from Florida, any other state but Florida. Let's see if anybody knows it. In the state of New York and New Jersey, in between those two states, there's an island between New York and New Jersey. There is an object. I'm not telling you the name of the object, but you people should know it. It stands in the middle between New Jersey and New York, and it holds a torch in the hand. What's the name of that object? Anybody know it? That's the interview question. What is the name of that object? That should be an easy one. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 1680. Does anybody know the name of that object? All right. Well, we're waiting. This is going to wrap it up. We're waiting for the question and that answer. Who's going to give the trivia answer?
Wait. Repeat the question one more time so that everybody have an understanding of what you're saying. One more time.
Real fast. in New Jersey and New York, there's a small island in between New York and New Jersey. This is a large object that stands there, a structure. I'm not saying what it is, because that's the answer. It holds a torch. What's the name of the object? That's I can't give you any more.
Oh, come on, Mike. That's too easy. Why would you do that?
407-894-1680. Here's Lynn, and wrap it up. 1 second while we're waiting for somebody to call in.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for putting up with our technical mishap again tonight. I'd like to say see you next week with co-host Gary Sinclair, and joining us next Sunday will be author Ken Brandt, calling in from Melbourne, Australia, and Andrew Elkins from CSUN. This is the technology show, and your calls and much more. And back to Michael, and thanks for listening.
Okay, one more minute to call in. That's it. One more minute to call in for that trivia question. Everyone would like to win. Everybody know it? Everybody should know it. I don't care if you're vision impaired, blind, sighted. Anybody, everybody should know that object's name. What is it, the name?
You ready?
It's between New York and New Jersey.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the Golden Gate.
I got a bridge.
It's the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, not between New York and New Jersey. Okay. Anybody on the line? I'm with a
bridge. Chris?
It's not the bridge?
I was going to sell you the bridge.
Not a bridge.
Okay. I get it. So it's Dougie Fresh. Is that who we're talking about? Okay. Oh, there go the phone line. Somebody telling me I'm wrong now. Hold on, Mike. Don't, before you get asked, Mike, hold on, because
I'm
Dougie Fresh now.
Person knows the answer. That's Mike Petroff.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles, for coming on board today. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, audience, for listening to us. Appreciate it so much. God bless you all. Stay well. Don't wait. Come right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Jammin' Radio. Catch him.
You're in tune to Jammin's Radio.